And a good Tuesday morning out there. As we look towards the market action here this morning, we are looking at kind of a mixed trade over on the grains and a little bit of weakness kind of creeping in over on the livestock here to start the day. Over on the corn, we are showing futures down anywhere from 3 to 4 cents here so far this morning. So seeing a little bit of a pullback here so far on Tuesday morning. We did get an export sale announcement of 100,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico this morning, 30,000 of which was for old crop and 70,000 for new crop shipments. So a little bit of export buying here. The crop progress data from yesterday did show condition ratings steady at 68% good to excellent. And our Brewer 500 index was also steady at 373. So overall, pretty steady ratings here on the corn, kind of maybe just leaking things a little bit lower here, kind of pressured by some of the wheat, but just generally you're looking at a little bit of a wetter forecast here for the next week or so, and that may be adding a little bit of a continued pressure. Over on the beans, we are looking at futures up anywhere from 2 to 3 cents here so far. Soybean meal is up $3 or so. That's kind of helping things out, with bean oil down 40 points here so far this morning. But again, beans are looking at a little bit of strength here to start the day. Condition ratings yesterday were steady at 66% good to excellent. Our Brewer 500 index was up 1 point on a 1% shift to from good to excellent there. So slightly better in condition ratings overall, but again, futures are a little bit higher here so far this morning. Over on the wheat side, looking at a little bit of weakness. Chicago futures are down 5 to 6 cents. Kansas City is down 8 to 9 here this morning. Looking at a little bit of weakness kind of creeping in. There is a little bit of a technical breakdown here on this Kansas City chart, kind of slipping below your 100-day moving average here, and has been holding from a technical standpoint. We are leaking here this morning. That may imply a little bit of further technical downside based off of that, but again, futures are leaking lower here this morning. Crop progress data did show continued progress there on harvest for the winter wheat crop at 40% complete there as of Sunday. Condition ratings were down 1 to 26% good to excellent, and down 3 on the Brewer 500 index to 264. So overall, weaker conditions there. Spring wheat crop was 16% headed, and conditions were down as well. So generally, should have been a little bit of a friendly report yesterday, but again, futures are leaking lower here this morning. Over on the cattle side, you are looking at the futures in live cattle down 60 to 90 cents. Feeder cattle futures down 20 to 45. So a little bit of weakness kind of creeping in here. We did see some fairly decent strength yesterday, mainly on a friendly cattle on feed report, and a little bit of strength in the cash market last week at around that 258 to 260 level. Really haven't seen much in terms of cash trade here this week. Box beef values yesterday, choice was up $1.69 with select up $3.51, so that added a little bit of strength here, but we are seeing a little bit of a correction here so far this morning. Over on the cotton market here, we are looking at futures down anywhere from 105 to 115 points here. In some of the new crop contracts, the old crop July contract is looking at a little bit of sharper weakness, down 200 points here so far this morning, so a little bit of pressure there. Crop progress data from yesterday did show the cotton crop at condition ratings were up 3 points steady at 53% good to excellent, and our Brewer 500 index was down 1 point to 345. So overall, just a little bit of slightly weaker conditions across the overall five categories there. Outside markets, the dollar index is a little bit stronger here this morning. Crude oil is down about 80 cents a barrel here so far to kick off the day. But that is all we have for you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can call our office at 402-697-3623 or visit our website at www.brewermarketing.com.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.